Let's go to Basra, Iraq, shall we? He's with the Army. He's from Mission, Texas, originally. But he's in Basra, Iraq right now. Why is he there? Because he volunteered. Sergeant First Class Celso Pacheco, I hope I got a good connection with you, Celso. How are you, Mr. Pacheco? Thanks for joining us.
I'm doing good. How y'all doing down there?
Wonderful, sir. So what's the weather like right now in Basra, Iraq?
I'd love to say it's wonderful, but it's pretty darn hot.
So what are you doing, man? What couldn't you tell me without having to kill me?
I'm the personal security officer to the commanding general over here for southern Iraq.
The commanding general for the Iraqis or commanding general for our forces?
For United States Division South.
Wow. That's a pretty high call. When did you leave? How long have you been away from home?
Been here in Iraq since early December.
So that means
last year.
That means your tour, you're more than halfway done with your tour. Am I correct?
Almost there.
When do you come home, brother? Do you know?
Hopefully mid-September. I hope. We'll see.
All right. So who's in the Rio Grande Valley right now that might be listening to you? Who's your family? You want to say hello to anybody?
It'd be too many to mention. Everybody's down in the valley right now. I got my mom, my stepdad, grandfather, my wife down there.
Important ones, because if you don't mention especially your wife, dude, if you don't say hello to your wife, you're going to be in real trouble when you come home, man. And, of course, mom is always in. You got to say hi to mom because, mijito, why didn't you think of me? Soy tu madre. I'm your mom. I carried you for 9 months. You know, you're going to you won't hear the end of it, dude. So at least you got mom and you got your wife. He said hello to them.
I never hear the end of it with my mom.
you got any kids?
I've got two kids, my son, Cecil, and my daughter, Amory.
How old are your babies?
My boy is six and my daughter's five.
What do you miss most from not being at home? What do you miss most from home, brother?
Well, besides the obvious, which is being with my wife and kids, I actually miss something about the valley. Taco Ole.
Taco Ole. Hang on a second. Wait, let me write it down. Where is that? Where's Taco Ole?
It's in Mission. It's got a unique kind of food that I like. It's called panchos.
Dude, I'm there. I'm going to go try it out today, man. I'm there, brother. And I'm going to tell them
you won't regret it.
Yeah, I'm going to tell them that you said that you miss Taco Ole. See if it gets you a free meal, at least one free meal when you come back. If not, I'll pay for it, man. All right?
Appreciate it, man.
All right. Hey, do you guys receive care packages at all? USO, Operation Independence, anyone? The churches, does anybody send you care packages?
We get care packages from all kinds of churches all across Texas. And
nice.
A lot of supporters from the USO and many individuals that just support what we do and why we're here, both in Iraq and Afghanistan. So they constantly send us needless amounts of cookies and baby wipes and, you know, everything to make you fed and everything to remind you at home.
Attaboy. Do they make a difference, Celso?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You can see it when somebody's opening a package like that they actually feel loved and wanted and supported by people back home.
That is so rewarding to hear, brother. May God protect you and bring you home safe, you and all of your colleagues, and thank you for volunteering to defend our country, to be in the Army, because, you know, we have an all-volunteer staff, people that they just join for whatever reason, various reasons, they join the military, and there you are in Basra, Iraq, defending our country, and on behalf of my family, yours truly, my family, my wife, and many of my family who pray for you, and just thousands and thousands of folks in the valley. May God protect you, bring you home safe, and thank you, my brother, from the bottom of our heart. Thank you so much for being there in Basri, Iraq, on our behalf, brother. Okay, we'll talk soon. Hopefully, look us up. Stay on the line, will you? Stay with Freddie. Maybe you can write down our phone number. Call us. We'd love to see you in the studio when you come back, and maybe we can get a coffee or something, all right?
Okay, thanks, I appreciate that. Thanks so much for having me.
All right.